This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The quintessential Labor Day book was published 30 years ago this year. Working by Chicago radio broadcaster Studs Terkel has this subtitle: People Talk About What They Do All Day and How They Feel About What They Do. Studs Terkel spent 3 years interviewing more than 130 ordinary men and women all over the country about their jobs. His cassette recordings were then edited for print. Working was on the bestseller list for 17 weeks. NPR special correspondent Susan Stanberg got some of the original interviews Terkel taped for Working from the Chicago Historical Society.
The tapes are marvelous. Hard to hear because they were recorded for research, not for broadcast. But terrific nonetheless, because they are the real thing. Real talk, nothing self-conscious or careful. And something else. For the book, Working, Studs Terkel edited himself out. None of his questions appear in print. But on these tapes, as he asks people about their work, you can hear Studs Terkel working.
How would you describe yourself? When you run into somebody, say, who are you? How would you describe yourself?
Oh, it'll sound terrible. Just a housewife.
What is a housewife? You say just a housewife.
He's so interested, Studs Terkel. Such a sympathetic listener. You just want to curl up and tell him everything. And they did. Farmers, telephone operators, cabbies, a hooker, a janitor, talking about what they knew best, their jobs. Dolores Dante, not her real name, Studs gave everybody pseudonyms. Dolores told what it takes to wait on tables. For 25 years, she worked the night shift, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Some of her customers thought Dolores was too great to be a waitress. You ought to be doing something else, they'd say.
And I'd say, are you implying that you're not great enough then to be served by the greatest? You know, the implication would be then someone lowly ought to serve them, not anyone nice. I mean, I don't feel it's lowly at all. I don't ever want to change the job. I love it.
Now, tips. The tip is the key, isn't it?
Right.
How do you feel about tips?
Well, I feel like Carmen, I guess, in a way. It's like the gypsy holding out a tamarind, you know, and they throw their coins. If you like people, you're not thinking of the tip. In fact, I did this sort of self-hypnosis. In order to enjoy my job, even Studs, and not feel that it was the long hours, not recognizing it, the long hours, by enjoying the people, I was on stage and I wasn't working.
I feel like a ballerina, Dolores Dante said. If I drop a fork, there is a certain way I pick it up. I know they can see how delicately I do it. Studs Terkel said Dolores was a favorite interview. He liked her honesty and her pride in her work. A few famous people are on the pages of the book that came from these interviews. Film critic Pauline Kael, actor Rip Torn, football coach George Allen. But Studs Terkel was mostly interested in men and women who were never heard. People who gave him, as he put it, history from the bottom up. They're ordinary, Studs said, but they speak for others. Terry Pickens is an example, especially when he talks about money. Terry was a newsboy in Newburgh, Indiana, 14 years old when Studs Terkel interviewed him.
Do you have trouble collecting?
Yeah. I had one woman hide from me once, and I had another woman tell her kids to tell me she wasn't home. She says, Mom, newsboy. She says, tell him I'm not home. Tell him I'm not home. I could hear it through the door. She's not home right now. I go, okay. Came back in about half an hour and she paid me. They'll pay if you can get them, you know, like when they have any money.
So you mean sometimes they're ashamed to say they have no money and they hide?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I mean, you do the work then primarily because of the money.
Yeah. You know, it's nice to have a little money once in a while instead of being flat broke all the time.
So what do you do with the money? Are you able to save the money or what?
No, I spent it. Nearly everything I got this summer. Mom and Dad got real mad at me. I spent about $150 just this summer.
On what?
On nothing. I don't have anything to show for it. I'm like a gambler or something. The more I have, the more I want to spend.
Terry Pickens, a 14-year-old Indiana newsboy. Studs Terkel would sometimes record an interview over several days. After the tapes were transcribed, he would sit at home in his bathrobe, cutting the 40 to 60-page transcripts down to a few tight pages. When Studs interviewed Frank Decker, an interstate trucker in the late 1960s, Decker figured he had made maybe 2,500 trips hauling steel from Indiana to Wisconsin. "Sounds monotonous, doesn't it?" Decker said. He started trucking when he was 19 years old. Like lots of Studs interviewees, Decker groused about his job, said he was often bored, dissatisfied. Frank Decker complained about the maniacs on the road, the noise, bursitis, but...
"You know, you do get a feeling also, I did, of accomplishment every day. I mean, every load is a challenge, and when you finally offload it, you have a feeling of having completed a job, which I don't think you get in a production line situation. See?
That's interesting.
You know, I pick up a load from a certain mill going to Hot Point in Milwaukee, and when I offload that, I have a feeling I've done a vital piece of work, I've been given a job, and it has come to a completion. It's not something where I'm putting a rivet into some large machine or something, right? Mm. And then another thing, it's in a basic industry, steel. You have this feeling of having been vital, you know, in the whole cycle of the manufacturing process."
Interstate truck driver Frank Decker. Studs Terkel's people are full of telling details and small revelations. A Ford assembly line worker told him, "Whenever we make a mistake, we always say, 'Don't worry about it, some ding-a-ling will buy it.'" A domestic worker in Chicago said, "I ask where the mop is. She say she don't have no mop. I say, 'Don't tell me you mop the floor on your knees. I know you don't.' They don't get on their knees, but they don't think nothing about asking a black woman." Therese Carter, white, married with three children, did her own cleaning in Downers Grove Estates near Chicago.
"What is a typical day like from the moment you get up? Could you describe it?"
"The first thing I do is come in the kitchen and have a cigarette. And then I put the coffee on and whatever else we're going to have for breakfast, bacon and eggs, pork sausages, waffles, toast, whatever. And then I'll usually throw a load of clothes in the washer while I'm waiting for the next batch to get up out of bed. As low on the totem pole as I consider being a housewife, I enjoy it. I love every minute of it."
"Why do you consider a housewife low on the totem pole?"
"Oh, because you look around at all these career women and they're really, you know, up there doing things, and what am I doing?"
"Do you really feel housewife is not a worthy..."
If anybody else would tell me that, I would probably, you know, really talk back to them, but I myself feel like it's not, you know, a real... Anybody can do it. That's the way I feel about it.
As proof, Therese Carter said when she had to go to the hospital for 4 days, her 18-year-old daughter Kathy took over and managed perfectly well without her. To which Studs Terkel, the great American listener, had this reaction.
"So now there's a fourth thing you've done. You worked out pretty well as a mother."
On the road, collecting interviews for his 1974 book, Working, and his other oral histories about the Depression, World War II, Studs Terkel's habit was to look for America in the voices of its regular citizens. Rumpled and folksy, with his microphone and his compassionate heart, Studs said when he finished a recording session, the person he'd been interviewing would often say, "I never realized I felt that way." It was Studs Terkel himself, 92 now and still listening, who brought out those new understandings. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.